Welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast with your host Vinny, Rob and Nello. This podcast contains strong language throughout. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Shoot the Breeze podcast. As you may be able to tell, this is not drummer from Codeline or newly crowned father, Vincent May. This is Rob McGuire hosting this week. Vinny could not join us. Joined as always by the lovely bearded Neil Cummins, also known as Nello. What's the crack, pal?
I'm very well.
Oh, blood, I'm good.
Very well.
I'm tired now, Nello. I'm an office man these days, you know.
I'm tired. It's bizarre, isn't it? Because like, I've always worked in jobs where I've been on my feet most of the day, walking like 10, 15,000 steps a day minimum. And then all of a sudden I'm in an office. And I'm more tired from being in an office than I am doing anything else.
Well, I'm only 4 days in to my office job. So I am feeling it like
in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, I get the dart down to Tara Street. Then I walk the keys into Smithfield. And then I walk right back up to Sandymount on my way home. So I'm still getting me 10,000 steps that I would have been doing in the airport every day. However, it's not just standing on marble. So I actually feel a bit better for it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of enjoying sitting down because I've never done it before for that long a time. Like,
exactly. And the fact you don't have to wear that uniform.
That's it. Although, do you know what? I never noticed that, like, you actually start kind of giving a little bit of, like, I give a shit about my clothes. I always have given a shit about my clothes. But now I'm starting to give it more of a shit. Like, I'm kind of like, I need to get nicer things now because it's not just that I'm wearing them, like, when I take my uniform off. I'm actually going into, you know, like, we're very lucky where we are. There's, like, six or seven of us in the office. Like, so it's actually, you're going into, like, you know, chat to people. You don't look like a fucking, like, a dope. So,
yeah, you're in one of them creative type things. So you could rock in wearing a pair of hoodies and a pair of baggy jeans and Jordans.
You get away with it to a certain extent. Yeah, you get to wear like runners and jeans and a t-shirt, which is sound. It's basically the way I dress is like just the way you kind of get away with being able to dress in there. So it's actually grand. But I got the piss.
I can wear jeans and runners, but I wouldn't really wear t-shirts. I'd wear either jumpers or polo.
I've been wearing open shirts the last couple of days, but again, I'm only 3 or 4 days in, so I'm still feel like today I wore a t-shirt and I felt a bit like a nonce because I kind of felt like I shouldn't have been doing that. So
yeah,
tomorrow
dress the job you want. Yeah, the job you have.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll crack in with the shirt again and I'll keep that up. But and I got some nice new masks and all to cover the old beard because we have to have masks on all day long. But yeah, mask at the desk. Yeah. Kind of pointless. Like, it's my desk. No one else is going to be at it. But it's that kind of job where there's like, there's people coming back and forth, giving you notes, asking you for notes. So you're kind of like, if you wear, like, it's better to be prepared, basically, the way they look at it. Like, so it's just like, just have your mask on. Like, it's not that actually, the masks I have are deadly. This a girl who used to work with her sister makes them, and they're savage. You don't get like roasting and maratin, and they're nice, and they cover me big bushy beard. So
that's
grand.
What I'm doing.
That's it, and but I got the piss taken out of me on the weekend because we had a lovely Zoom call for Sarah's 30th lockdown 30th. Huh? Everyone on Zoom calls. Sarah was like, we were doing destination. So, like, her family are mad for, you know, musicals and dramas and dressing up and all that kind of stuff. So when she suggested that we go to, like, 4 different destinations for, like, a holiday birthday, she, like, our whole family were like, yeah, savage, and they bought into it. And she was like, oh, grand, I'll just put Vancouver on it for you because you dress like that anyway because you're, like, a lumberjack half the time with your fucking flannel T-shirts. And I was like, I don't know if that was a compliment insult.
You do dress like a lumberjack an awful lot.
A fantastic lumberjack.
Well, I didn't say anything.
I'm 6'5" with a ginger beard. I literally have to like touch flannel and someone could say I look like a lumberjack.
Pigeonholed into a fucking and lumberjack.
I have been, by my size. I've basically gained weight over the last 10 years just to become a lumberjack looking giant man. My ma sent me a picture of me 10 years ago today, and I'm like half the size of me right now. And I'm just like, well, wouldn't have got away with it then. I would have just looked like a scrawny lad in a flannel. Now yeah. I look like a big lumberjack in a flannel. It's grand.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
We had a nice lockdown 30th, which went surprisingly really, really well.
What was it? Just the like quiz thing or the Zoom?
Just a chat. We fucking, but it was good. Like we between myself, like Sarah lives with her brother in an apartment, like, and between myself and himself and one of our best mates, we just tried to make the weekend as good as you possibly can. And she didn't feel like she had, she said she didn't feel like, you know, like she wasn't stopped from having a birthday, you know, the kind of way, like, which is dead.
Yeah, yeah.
If you've got the right people around you, I guess it's the main thing. Like, cause it's kind of shit turning 30 if you're in the middle of a fucking pandemic and a lockdown. But
and loads of people have and will be in the next couple of weeks.
That's the issue. So like, and loads. I think most of our mates are already, are they 30 now? There should be a few more, is there?
There was one 2 days ago, and there's one on Friday.
Fucking hell, we're saving loads of money.
Yeah, saving a fucking fortune. Well, actually, to be honest, I'm not really saving any money, if I'm honest.
No,
because I had a fucking leaky roof. That's not going to be cheap. Yeah. Oh, well,
whereabouts in the extension?
In the extension, yeah. Oh. It was a pain. It was during the storm. It was a bit of a shitbag. But look, it was just one of them things. And then the other day, my neighbours were getting trees cut down out the back by lads, members of the travelling community.
Okay.
And they knocked in and they're like, how are you, boss? Want to come out and have a look and see if we can give you a quote and all this kind of stuff. So I was like, I don't want the trees gone, but I wouldn't mind getting them trimmed because they're about 40 foot. And I just
they're massive at the end of your garden.
Yeah, so I was like, just take about 10 foot off them. And he's like, yeah, grand. And he gave me the quote. I was like, all right, grand. So they tipped away at it and all this kind of stuff. They got it. They cut most of it away. And I just needed them to do the sides, tidy up the sides a bit.
Mm.
And your mom was like, oh, yeah. So most of the work was done. Now, I made a stupid mistake of giving them the money when there was still a little bit left to be done. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm sending your man back down now. I'll be down in 2 minutes. So I was like, grand. And then about 10 minutes later, no sign of anybody. So I went down, and they were just kind of hanging around a house down the other end where they'd been working. I was like, you going back down to do that? And he was like, yeah, boss, no problem. I've down in no time. And I was like, grand. So I went to Aldi, and I came back, and the shite bag was gone. And that was the end of them.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. Some of the other neighbors were doing a lot worse than that. I was quite lucky in the fact that I got pretty much what I wanted done, and they didn't leave too much of a mess for my stuff. They put all my little cuts into the chipper and it was fine. But my next door neighbor had four big trees chopped up and just left on the ground outside. So I think they'd done like 8 or 9 houses and then they'd done a burner.
Don't enjoy, because I'm such a stickler for standing up, trying to always be on the right side of conversations and all that kind of stuff. It really bothers me when people like lean into stereotypes. It really bothers me. I'm just like, stop. Just, it happened to me. I had a car accident a couple of years ago where I tipped into someone. And most people like would have said for years, don't be trusting these people and them people and whatever. And I used to be like, not at all. And then your man got like 45 grand off my insurance company for literally tipping. And now, like, I won't say, like, it doesn't matter where or who he was, but like, basically people had always said this to me for years and I was always defending people. So it always, when people lean into stereotypes, I'm always just like, could you just not? Like, could you just, can you give me the story that I can defend people? I just want that story. So, like, and you always give people the benefit, like you gave someone the benefit of doubt, and you said you still got your work done, and it's grand. Like,
I got about 90% of the work done.
But it's just funny that, like, it's just never, it's gas. I just find that so funny that it happens, that people, like if people want to, not to do that, like, but if people want to, like, send us in any, like, funny scams or something that has happened to you, if you fancy that, DM us on Instagram. But I find it funny because I'm always like, no, give everyone the benefit of doubt. And I just know someday, thankfully, because of car insurance, I didn't get stung for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and
you give the benefit of doubt, but now, because I got burned, that benefit of doubt is gone for good. Never again.
Yeah. That's my dad's famous words. Never again. Never again. Never again. But yeah, that's like that it's always a sticky situation when you're like, because you're like, fuck it, I'll get to work. I'll get this done. It happened in my estate. Just there was like a lad my dad knew for years, just this like a Dublin lad, like, and same thing, just got done a few extensions and was just an absolute con man. But everyone was like, young lad, give him the job, you know, and then he was just conning people left, right, and center. Like,
yeah, now don't get me wrong, we paid probably around a third of what it would cost to get a legitimate tree surgeon out,
yeah,
to do our job. So it wasn't too bad in the end. We're probably still making money off it.
But you're not getting up there and doing it yourself.
I climbed the tree today.
What?
I climbed 20 foot into the tree today because they cut some.
climb? You know, you're like, you know, we're too old for fearlessness. Like, if you fall, you'll die.
I know. Well, look, it was grand. I was holding onto a branch. But I went over 24, which wasn't that high. Now, if I had a fall, I would have probably broke it, my legs. That was about it. I wouldn't have died. But when I went up, because they cut a few of the branches at the top, but they didn't get rid of them. So now there's just a load of cut branches. So I went up and I was trying to throw them down because my next door neighbor's after having to hire another company to take the stuff that they left away. So I was like, well, if they're coming to take it tomorrow, I might as well get rid of some of the shit that's stuck in my tree.
That's gas. I can't. My outfit is like that. He's like 60 years of age, and you'd walk out the back garden and he's standing up on a pigeon shed trying to clear something off a slippy wall. And I'm just like, how many? Like, you're not a cat. Like, you don't have this many chances left. Like, he's doing shit I wouldn't do. And I know, because I've done it before. I'm one of them people that when I'm climbing things, or if I like see a gap somewhere or something, I'm like, I can make that. And I just know if I put myself in that situation, that's going to be how I die. Like, I'll be up that tree and I'll be looking over the other tree and I'll go, I could definitely, you know, grab onto that branch and it will break and I will fall.
It's the same as like skiing, right? So I've been skiing twice. First time I was about 17 or 18, I think I went. And very little fear. Now, my brother was 2 or 3 years younger at the time.
Yeah.
2.5 years younger. So he was about 15 or 16, can't remember exactly. He had no fear. So by the time I got to 18, I was in an apprenticeship and I thought, right, if I get properly injured, I'll be at work, I won't be able to earn that much money. So that's where a little bit of fear came in. Now my dad, who was older, had a lot more fear, and he ended up breaking 3 of his ribs because he was so worried about getting injured that he fucked himself up. And then when I went again a couple of years ago with all the lads, a noticeable increase in fear in getting hurt from 18 to 27 or whatever it was.
See, it was I've bizarre. Had that fear since I've been like 13 because I dislocated my knee.
Yeah, so dislocating the knee. I've seen people do it on 5-a-side. It looks horrific.
Yeah, so when I dislocated my knee, that gave me like and it was an ongoing joke in our school for fucking 6 years after. Like, my knee and all that kind of stuff, like, and it's grand or whatever. But the pain.
I was saying it to you a couple of years ago.
the pain I felt, like, I was 12 and like I turned 13 in the January. I had a cast on my leg. Like, the pain I felt then made me reconsider, like, every fucking, like Sarah's now at the moment, her, like, she's like, oh, I can't wait. Like, we should definitely go on like a ski holiday. And I was like, that's great. Once you're happy with me being in the bar from like 9 a.m. until whenever the fuck the bar closes, because that's all I'll do on a ski holiday. I'm not going near a slope. Yeah, I'm just not, like, I'm too gangly and long and prone to, like, I've dislocated a knee, broke both my ankles.
I wouldn't say you're gangly, Rob. You're long, but you're not gangly. You're kind of like...
Yeah, but I when you're long, limbs go where they're not supposed to go and shit, like, and just... Like, the lads go snowboarding every year and they ask me to go and I'm just like, I don't really feel like I'll actually enjoy it. I feel like I'll just spend all the time on my arse and then I'll end up hitting a tree. Like,
I'd like to try snowboarding because although skiing is good, don't get me wrong, I enjoy it, I always have this irrational fear of if I pick up too much speed and I can't slow down, I'll end up just doing the split slowly and I'll have a thunder. And then I don't know why... I have that because you can just lift up your leg, it's still there.
Yeah, but see, I have that fear with snowboarding as well, though, because I know, see, I've got this trust issue with my body because I turned one way to kick a football and my shin decided to stay in one place and the rest of my... So I'm like, if I'm stuck in a snowboard, I'm like, I don't know how my knees are going to react if I have to fall. Like, you know, when you're... confined into that space, like,
yeah, skiing would probably be, I'd say skiing's worse for your knees than snowboard, because if you fall, you kind of just, your legs go whatever way they go and the skis break off and you do your ankle or your knee. But snowboarding, you mostly fall in your hole and then you might flip over or something, but that'd be about it. Like, yeah. I don't think you disjoint your knee. I don't know.
I just, but, like, I'm not even, I don't even mind the cold or anything. Like, it's just, I don't think I'm cut out for those kind of holidays. And one of my mates goes every year and he worked in the bars now in Andorra and loved it. And he was like, oh, you have to come over. And I was like, I'm just, I don't spend time in the bar. Like,
that skiing holiday in Bulgaria was the best holiday I ever had. And I didn't do a huge amount of skiing. Like, one of the days we went to a drinking. It was class, man. One of the days we went to a spa. And it was one of them heated pools. And there was like one other couple and then like 18 of us. And we were drinking bottles for about a euro. It was fucking class.
No, friends, I can't imagine that couple had a very good time.
Yeah, no, I don't think they enjoyed themselves. But look, we were throwing money at that place. It was great, crack. And the food is good and the après ski is excellent. It was brilliant.
Yeah, I heard the après ski is like just a full-on session.
Yeah, really.
From
is.
What, like 5 o'clock, like, or 6 o'clock?
From whenever you want. There's some bars and you just hear the music pumping throughout the day, but everybody comes off the slopes at a certain time, and then some people just go straight out on the sauce, or you go back to your hotel, get yourself sorted, and then go.
So if I went skiing, I'd be going to the pre-ski and turning that somehow into an après ski.
Exactly.
Without ever having skied. That's what I feel like I'd be doing. But
yeah, you should go to Gary if you're doing that.
It doesn't look like, to bring up our weekly topic now on our fucking podcast, because this is all we seem to have to talk about, it doesn't look like we'll be going skiing for a while.
I don't know.
Are you quietly optimistic?
Well, I'm supposed to be going to Scotland in August for a wedding, and I've put in for the annual leave for a whole week. Because if I'm going over a wedding, I'm going to stay over there for a few days. Yeah. Have a little bit of a holiday. But I booked it in. If I get to go, happy days. Like, Liz is getting her first job tomorrow, which is delightful.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. And I don't know when I'm getting it, but my job is in the thing where, like, if you were to go away somewhere, they wouldn't really give a shit.
Yeah, but is your big boss not starting to stab and jab everybody? Or at least he wants to.
I don't know. I'd love it. Like, if he was to put the feelers out and try and get aviation staff jabbed up,
yeah,
it'd be excellent. But I don't know how far down to this we're going to be.
I saw there was some woman open. So I like, actually, I felt quite, I was talking about this the other day. the other day to Sarah, and I was like, oh, there's like some march going on this Saturday. And she says back to me, she goes, well, see, I don't follow anyone that'll chair shit like that. It's just like, that's probably wise. So there's a march going on, like, for our freedom, basically, which is hilarious. And it's on Saturday in Stephen's Green. So I'm hoping that I get to avoid, I might have to go to work on Saturday, but I'm hoping I get to fucking avoid anything to do with town, because I don't be near any of these fucking non-mask weirdos. And they're all telling us to wake up, sheeple, and they're all buying the constitution and they're all going full throttle. And like, I don't know, like, stop. But apparently they're encouraging people now to open your small business.
Well, that woman got arrested 2 days on the bounce now, hasn't she?
Oh, she got arrested, did she, both days?
Yeah, yesterday and then today. And she's planning on opening tomorrow. I did see one chef saying 1st of July he's opening up regardless. And he's encouraging all as many other restaurants to open up that day as well.
Interesting.
1st of July is, I don't know whether that would be... You'll probably have outdoor dining by July.
Well, I'm starting to hear, like, I know my brother's girlfriend got vaccinated. She's a tester, so she's already got both jabs. But I'm starting to hear of like immediate family members getting tested because they're in their 80s and are getting vaccinated because they're in their 80s.
Yeah, well, so, my mom's being fully vaccinated. Liz is getting her first jab tomorrow.
Yeah. So my mom is dying to get vaccinated.
But there's so many of our friends and family and stuff in the healthcare. But they're all going to get done first.
Yeah, yeah. But I know the girls, I produce another podcast, if anybody's listening, and The Answer for Cancers. And I know them girls, they're probably getting vaccinated, I say, soon, if they haven't been already.
I think they have been vaccinated.
Yeah. I'm buzzing to actually go and produce that in a fucking...
In a hospital.
I'm, like, producing it the way I'm produced, like, we produce this as well. Like, so it's all from afar. But, it's going really well for them. So, like, hopefully sometime soon. But I'd still be a bit freaked about going into a hospital, I think, at the moment. I wouldn't be too keen on it.
Ah, it's grand.
Yeah.
Like, you've had COVID about 3 times. You're all right.
I've had COVID once, you fucking dick. I've had it once. And it was asymptomatic. So
just isolated about 3 times.
I've isolated for 6 weeks of this year, yeah. Isolation is no joke as well. It's an absolute mind-numbing experience that I really, really hope. I really hope now, because I've got this job, that I really don't have to do it again, because I like how it's going. And the last thing I want to be able to say is like, oh, sorry, lads, I have to, isolate. But yeah. I wouldn't recommend it. I don't know how them monks do it when they fuck off to nowhere and just sit in a silent room for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what the crack is with that. It seems very strange.
What, that people do that stuff voluntarily? Yeah,
sit in a room for 2 weeks just meditating.
I know some people that have done it. That just, like, it was like, I wouldn't call it a holiday, but they've gone and done it as whatever they would deem a holiday, which I thought was very strange. Just go and...
You've probably tried meditation before, yeah?
Huh?
You've done meditation before.
I haven't actually... I've only tried, like, just out of curiosity, I tried your man Wim Hof's breathing thing before, but I don't think I've ever actually meditated. I don't think I can. I don't switch off.
I suppose there's different things in meditating. Like, if you're lying by a pool and you're just relaxing, eyes are closed, you're nice and warm, it's lovely. Is that not meditating?
I guess it kind of is. I think the whole idea... I'm no expert now. Steve's girlfriend is a yoga instructor, and she's actually starting to do meditation classes over Zoom soon. But I think meditation is supposed to be letting a feeling come and letting it pass, which I guess if you're sitting on a beach or sitting by a pool, you're not really, you've no real cares for the world. But then I think that's everyone's excuse to get away from life for a couple of days when you're on a holiday. But I think meditation is more like an everyday kind of being aware of your body kind of thing. I know your man Sam Harris done a podcast on it before, and he has an app that you do it with. And I've done it, but it's just a bit about being aware of your body. But I've never practiced meditation. I've definitely tried it once or twice, but I don't know about practicing it because
I tried it once. I think where me and Liz went to some hotel and she was like, oh, do you do this meditating class? And I said, yeah, all right, fuck it, I'll try it.
Yeah.
But after about 5 minutes, I fell asleep. Like when I'm that relaxed, I fall asleep. What can I do?
I'm not like that now. I'm too wired. I'm always constantly switched on and I can't.
Liz had to wake me up because apparently I was disturbing people in the flat.
Disturbing the peace. That's fucking gas.
Well, it's now the same. I go to a barber's and when again, some of them places in town, they have the girls and they wash their hair before you get a haircut.
Yeah.
If I go there, chances are I'm going to fall asleep when I get my hair washed. Anytime I've ever got a massage in a hotel, fall asleep. Meditation, once, fell asleep. I don't know.
I never got a proper hotel massage. I've only ever got injury massages, which are totally fucking different beings altogether.
They're awful.
They're not fun.
Well, I only ever get the massage in a hotel if I'm in a country where the currency exchange is excellent. It's ridiculously expensive.
Well, Sarah's mate's got her this really, really fancy place voucher for whenever life is an actual thing again, and I assume I will be going, but I guess I'm gonna have so it's just for her for a massage, but I was like, well, I guess if I'm going, I'll get my own massage and I'll get it then.
Your back is about as long as a normal person
and about as wide as four people, so I don't know. I trained to be a masseuse, believe it or not.
It'll take some little Asian woman about 2 minutes to walk across your back.
That's it. If they don't walk across me back, I'm not getting a massage. It's not real unless that happens.
No.
Right, my dude, it has been a good podcast without Vinny. It's hard to get them without our host, Commander-in-Chief.
Commander-in-Chief.
But yeah, you're just about out of time. Thanks to everyone who listens. Send us in anytime you've got scammed. We'll read them out next week. We'd be really interested because I definitely know Vinny has some fucking stories about being scammed. You must. And we can read them out on air. And follow us on all those lovely social media channels, Shoot the Reese Podcast on Instagram, and get in touch. Let us know. We'll be your agony aunt or agony uncles for the rest of this. This lovely lockdown. But yeah, so until next week, cheers again for listening. We do appreciate
bye-bye.
It. Give us all those ratings and bye-bye. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye-bye.